We'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session from Mesa City Council for Monday, December 9th, 2013. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Summers, who I don't believe he's joining us for study session on the phone. He was going to try for the meeting. I don't hear anything, so I guess he's not joining us. He's out of town. First item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 2 through 3B. Items 4A through 4C. Items 4D through 4F. Items 4G through 4I. Items 4J through 4L. Items 5A through 5G. Items 5H through 6B. Items 7A through 8A. Okay. Next item is acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Have a motion from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. We had a very successful District 3 holiday breakfast. I want to thank all the city staff, all the volunteers who participated in it. We don't actually have a head count on the number of toys yet. There are a lot of cans of Play-Doh we still have to have to add up, but we'll know that figure tomorrow. We should be, I think, close to, if not exceeding, what we had last year, which was about 900 toys. So it'll be a fun event on Wednesday morning. We'll be delivering the toys to the Cardin Children's Hospital. And we'll have Blue Santa from the police department helping us give out the toys this year. And so we want to appreciate Blue Santa for stepping in to help us after our longtime Santa had passed away earlier this year. So, but we've had great support from police and fire and from the community. And again, thanks to the kids at EVIT.
Thank you. Thanks for doing that. Great work. Councilman Glover.
This last Friday, it was. I had the opportunity to attend the 35th birthday of the Arizona Museum for Youth with Councilmember Loon and his wife Hilda. We also had the opportunity to go see the new exhibit at the Arizona Natural History Museum. It was very well attended, and I want to say congratulations to Amy one more time for 35 years of helping children find their creative selves through art. So thank you again.
Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment.
Richens. You too.
Remember me?
Anyway, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't
go ahead.
On Saturday, after Council Members Kavanaugh's pancake breakfast, they had put a flyer in there for the East Valley Children's Theater putting on a performance at the Red Mountain Library. It was some impromptu improv type performance that the kids were putting on, and so I took my daughters out there, and I had never been to the Red Mountain Library other than a retreat I think we held there once, and it gave me an opportunity to go look at ThinkSpot and see a variety of other things at the library and the performance. And it was just, I was just really impressed with the staff at the Red Mountain Library, how welcome they made people feel, not just me, and the partnership with the East Valley Children's Theater and the performance that they put on there was really great. My daughters had a really great time, and ThinkSpot turned out really well. There was a creative writing class going on Saturday, and which was taught by we have an author that works for the city. I can't remember her name, but yes, she was there. And so it was really neat to see those spaces and how they're used and how welcoming the community was invited into that library. So I just wanted to give some credit to our library staff and the great job that they did there. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to let you know, we are not planning on having a study session this week on the 12th. We'd still ask you to hold your date available for the 19th. There's a possibility we may need a special council meeting. As you know, we're working on the hotel project in at Riverview, so we may need to, if we are able, we may need to bring to council the development agreement for that. So, but we'll keep you up to date on that. We're hoping to try to get done by the end of the year. If not, we'll have to the first part of the year. So, no meeting this Thursday. This Thursday. So no study session this Thursday. We won't have another council meeting until January 9th. What's hold on? Was there a council meeting? 9th?
Oh,
January 13th. Sorry. Study session the 9th, January 13th council meeting. So.
Okay.
And then just a reminder, this weekend is the 9th annual Mesa Arts Festival, Saturday and Sunday. The 9th annual Mesa Arts Festival is this weekend. It'll be Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And its event admission is free. So I invite everybody to come down to Mesa.
Thank you. Okay. No further business. Motion to adjourn, Councilmember Richens. Second, Councilman Kavanaugh. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.